Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Thursday night, qualifying final, Port Adelaide and Geelong can tell you no late changes. Corey Enright, Cats assistant coach, joins us for Prestige Jayco. Boris Kingy, Benny Cass and Neil D. Firstly, can you give us a sense of the mood in the Cats camp heading into tonight?
Oh, yeah, we're obviously very excited and ready to play. It's a beautiful night here and the crowd's starting to roll in. So it's exciting for our team to get the opportunity to come across here and play well.
Two changes to the side, Boris, that have been well documented. Obviously, they impact your part of the ground that you control, and that's the forward area. How much input did you have into the final say on selection?
Oh, as always, we always pick the team together, and those two guys that come in have been a big part of our team throughout the year. So we're very pleased to have them back in the lineup.
Boris, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Look, I usually don't ask too much of the serious stuff, so I'm going to keep it serious tonight because it's finals. Have you been, prior to Collingwood leaving, were you able to see Brenton Sanderson's guns glistening from your hub?
No, actually, we were just talking about Brenton Sanderson earlier tonight, and it was involving a footage trip. So I haven't seen his guns glistening, but we did see Chad Corns out on the ground, and he looks pretty in pretty good shape himself. So I'll be definitely keeping my shirt on tonight.
He's buffed right up, old Chad, isn't he?
Yeah.
Listen, I want to ask you one serious one. Your team has had a great season, given how it's unfolded for every team, not just yours, but you've been able to work your way through it. Every time we've spoken to one of the boys, it seems like you've kept a positive vibe, and it's translated into the way you've played. You've got basically a full list to choose from. You've been able to manage players who potentially might have been able to play, but you've given them the time off to have them absolutely cherry ripe. Do you sort of feel like that, you know, your benchmark is maybe just to get through to a grand final this year, given how things have fallen for you?
Oh, look, we don't really sort of set our sights on too much further than the first bounce tonight. We've obviously played some good footy throughout the year, and we're capable of playing good footy on our day, and we know that if we bring our intensity and bring it around the contest, that will give us a good chance of playing well tonight. So, we're just really excited about the opportunity that we've got. We've played well throughout the year. We've had some challenges, obviously, been on the road for so long, and our group's really confident. So we go into tonight under no illusions how tough it is against the number one side in the competition and on their home ground, but we are excited at the opportunity that's presented.
You were a gun in the finals. Your record, you played well when the lights were the brightest. What do you say to, you know, I know they have played a few finals, but younger players like, you know, Grian Myers, and there's a few others in there who are not familiar in terms of finals. What do you say to those guys?
Well, I think it's just important that they play their game and do what they've done throughout the year, and obviously respect the game and respect the opposition and the contest that it brings, but you just got to go double down on what you bring to the team, really, as an individual. And if you do your role, you know, to the best of its capability, and we get everyone doing that, well, then that will help us play well. So, again, it's just trying to keep it simple for those guys and do what they do well.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, we're speaking with Geelong assistant coach Corey Enright. He's Mark Neild.
Boris, good luck tonight. You're right, Port Adelaide, you know, clearly they're minor premiers and they've had a great year. But when you guys played them, you certainly did a number on them. I think you won by around about 10 goals. Now, I know that as a coaching group, someone would have been watching them. Do you think what you did last time you're going to go with, is it the same method that you went with last time? Or have they slightly changed since the night that you got them?
Oh, I think it's probably a bit of both, to be honest. And I think both teams understand their game really well. So Port will be trying to play their game and we'll be trying to play our game, and it's a bit of a battle of wills who can get the game going their way, particularly early. And we know it's going to be a game of momentum swings. They're going to have some really good periods, and hopefully we do as well. So it's about, I guess, maximising when you've got that momentum and holding on and defending when the opposition do as well. So we expect them to play the way they have done all season, and that's obviously give their forwards first use. I think they're number one for inside 50s, and they like to be good around the contest and get the ball going their way. Pretty simple footy that they do, but we've got to try and match them in inside the contest first and foremost.
Look, yeah, you're right. It is. And when things are going your way and you get the game on your terms, it is an easy game of footy. That night, again, I just want a final question from me, but I'm going to harp on that night. That night, when you did get things right around the contest and the ball was going your way, you managed to have a structure forward of the footy that enabled Tom Hawkins in particular to get a whole lot of space for the majority of the night. Is that something that you would expect to be able to manipulate again, or do you think somewhere Port Adelaide might do something different with their back six structure, either get a winger back there as quick as they can or something like that?
Yeah, correct. We think that obviously it's all based on how you go around the footy, but we think that they will obviously be looking at that and try a few different things, and hopefully we're ready for those things if they occur. But yeah, we're just going to keep playing our way and backing our way and backing our guys in. And as I said, if we get the ball going our way and give our guys ahead of the footy enough chances, then we're confident. But if the ball's up there and for long periods of the game, it's going to be hard for us to score goals.
Now, Corey, you were known to give a little bit of a spray when you played, but tell us, just let the K-Rock listeners know, how big a spray did you give your daughter Luna for turning the telly off when the Cats were just about to beat the Swans?
Yeah, well, to be fair, I think she probably chose the right moment because it was probably a bit hard to watch for everyone. So she might have done everyone a favour and just get the score and get the win and move on. So
Does she know that she's gone viral?
No, she doesn't, but we've banked it for her 21st, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's good vision. Boris, good luck. We can't wait to see the ball bounced in around 40 minutes or 50 minutes from now, and then hopefully we've got a week off and talking about a preliminary final in a couple of weeks from now. But there's 2.5 hours of footy to come, and we can't wait for it, and no doubt you can't either. Best of luck, and can't wait to see what unfolds tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.